As a professional clergyman, a lot of my job is talking to people about faith, and specifically talking about their experience of faith. And when I'm with someone, if I said to them, "Tell me about your faith," whatever they say really does tell me a lot about them and about their experience of God. If I say, "Tell me about your faith," they'd probably tell me about moments of prayer. I fire off some rosaries every week. I come to Sunday Mass. I say my meal prayers. I try to live a witness in the world of faith. But comments like this are still a bit of an impersonal faith. So I might, if I got this answer from someone, I might encourage them a little deeper. "Okay, that's great. I love to hear that you pray and that you worship. Where's God in all that?" You haven't really spoken about God in this examination of your faith, and would encourage them to go a little bit deeper, a little bit further in telling me about their faith. And maybe in that they'd say, "Well, God's the one I'm praying to. God is the one I'm worshiping. God's the one I'm ordering my prayers and my life towards." And this goes a little bit deeper. It speaks more personally. And even some people would go even further, and maybe they jump in right away. If I told them to tell me about their faith, they might just jump in head first. "Well, let me tell you what the Father's doing in me. Let me tell you what Jesus has been for me as a friend this past year. Let me tell you about how the Holy Spirit is empowering me in my daily walk and my daily mission." And this is an even stronger personal description of faith. But when I say personal, I don't just mean private. I don't just mean individual. We hear the word personal and we can think, "Oh, that just means that person in an individualistic way. If I encouraged you to have a personal relationship with God, you'd probably think, okay, he's asking me to do this privately, individually." But I'm not just talking about personal in that regard. I'm talking about personal in the recognition that God is personal. It's really the feast that we celebrate today of the Blessed Trinity. God is a triune communion of persons. And if we only speak about our faith and we only speak about God as an it, then we're missing the point of who God is and who he wants to be for us. God's not an it. Our faith isn't an it, some kind of object that's out there somewhere. Our faith is personal. God reveals himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And these persons can be known and loved and experienced, encountered in our daily lives. I love it when people talk to me about their faith in this way. They tell me about personal moments they've had with the Father, with Jesus, the Son, with the Holy Spirit. This is an altogether different examination of our faith. It's one Jesus talks about himself. Jesus uses names and personal pronouns. He doesn't say that the Holy Spirit is some it, it's some impersonal power. Jesus speaks about the other members of the Trinity in personal ways, using personal pronouns. We hear about Jesus and the Spirit and the Father in the gospel today, and then over and over again, I, my, he, his. These are personal pronouns. These are personal descriptions of a God who's personal, not some impersonal force of the universe, but someone who can be known and loved. And I don't want us to miss this. You know, so often on Trinity Sunday, priests and deacons and those preaching, they can get kind of trembly and nervous. I just don't want to speak heresy today. I just want to encourage people to understand the Trinity, to have some knowledge of the Trinity, to adore the Trinity. And those are good things, don't get me wrong. We want to understand, we want to know about God, we want to adore and worship God. But it's impoverished unless we love God, unless we know Him as personal, as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, unless we know Him in the depths of my heart and the depths of my experience. That when I come to God, I speak to Him like I'd speak to anyone else. I even call upon Him in moments of distress and need. I rejoice with Him in moments of joy and gratitude. This is how God wants to be for us, not some impersonal, distant being or force, but as someone who's close, like a friend. I'll tell you an example of this from a priest friend of mine. He just told me this story a couple weeks ago. So he was coming back from the airport via Uber, and he was going to his parish and dressed like a priest there in the back of the Uber. And the Uber driver was a non-Christian, but looked in the rearview mirror and saw that my friend was a Catholic priest. And so the first question he fires off on their way to his parish, "Can a man who's unmarried be happy?" That's what he leads with. Okay, we're going to get to some depth here. Can a man who's unmarried be happy? And my friend didn't just answer the question, yes, no, maybe, I don't know. He spoke of his personal experience and his personal love for God. And my friend responded to the driver, "It's only possible if Jesus is alive and I talk to Him every day." That was my priest friend's response. "I can only be happy as an unmarried man if Jesus is alive and I talk to Him every day." And my friend then got this response from the driver, "You talk to Jesus? He talks to you?" And it opened up this greater depth and greater conversation about who Jesus is. Who Jesus is in my priest friend's life. Not some impersonal force, but someone whom he loves. Someone who he speaks with and receives from and gives his life to. And at the end of the drive, the driver told my friend, "You talk about Jesus in a way that I've not heard other Christians talk about Him." We don't talk about Jesus. We don't talk about the Father. We don't talk about the Holy Spirit often enough in personal terms, in ways that we come to these three persons in love and friendship and knowledge and a mutual exchange of persons. And so this is what I want to invite you into more deeply. If you've not known that personal love and friendship of the Trinity, I invite you to start. That in your times of prayer, you don't just worship, you don't just adore, you don't just try to understand in a mental capacity, but that you come to God in a way that you recognize Him as real, available to you, and someone who can be with you just like a family member or a friend. And so if you've not experienced that, I invite you into it. Just turn to God. Turn to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit in personal ways. And if you have experienced that, and I pray that you all will, that you talk about it. That you talk to other people in your life about God in this way. You don't just speak about your faith in a sterile, impersonal way as some it, some object, some action, some thing that I do, but that you tell people about how the Father is loving you. You tell people about Jesus as he's a friend and walking with you in good times and in bad. You talk about the Holy Spirit as someone who is powerful and someone who gives you gifts just when you need them and connects you to others in the Spirit. And so let's come to the Trinity this day in a personal way. Let's come to him not just trying to understand and grasp him as some kind of concept or idea, but a loving friend who desires to know us.